Well, it's May. And it's National Arthritis Awareness Month. Important to know, important to talk about, and let's put the topic specifically to arthritis and our feet. My next guest deals with feet on a regular basis, Dr. Jody Sendstock, MPMA, Director of Professional Relations and More. Glad that you're here, Jody. Welcome back to the morning show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, MPMA, what does that stand for?
Michigan Podiatric Medical Association.
And how does a podiatrist spend his or her day?
How do we spend our day? Well, we see a patient population from very small infants to the oldest of the older adults. We treat anything in the foot and ankle and in some states up into the leg.
Great. And just a reminder, 33 joints in each foot. That's a lot of joints.
It's a lot of joints for a small area.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And obviously a joint is what can be affected if there is a symptom of arthritis. So take it away, National Arthritis Awareness Month, and let's talk about how arthritis, affects the feet, Dr. Sendstock.
Well, arthritis is an inflammation swelling of the cartilage and lining of the joints, which can cause increased fluid in the joints and therefore pain. So we can get arthritis in any joint of the body. But, of course, in our feet, that's something that we can't take the pressure off of because we're locking all the time on those joints. So it can be quite painful. We tend to see them during change in weather and also the colder months. And then if it rains quite a bit, I have patients coming in saying that they can actually predict the weather because their arthritis acts up.
We can't fight the aging process, but we do the best we can. People over 50 are primary targets here?
They are. Although very, very active younger adults as well. Those that are in high-impact sports, there's a type of arthritis called post-traumatic arthritis, and it's arthritis due to an injury to a joint. So, yes, the older population, 50 and older, I hate to say older because I'm 47. 50 doesn't seem that old. But even the younger population, if they have an injury, can be affected.
Wish I was 47. We'll go on. let's talk. Let's divide the osteo versus the rheumatoid, and then talk about some symptoms and treatment, please.
Okay, osteoarthritis is the common everyday wear and tear arthritis. Patients come in, they talk about their Uncle Arthur. That's the osteoarthritis. That is a degenerative joint disease or a breaking down of the cartilage due to aging as well as activity. Rheumatoid arthritis is actually a very painful and crippling disorder. It can actually cause a deformity of the joint, and it's a chronic inflammatory disease. It's kind of like the body attacking itself. That is something that you really can't prevent, but you can treat symptoms. Then there's also gout. I don't know. A lot of people probably don't know that gout is a type of arthritis. They just know that it's very common in the big toe joint, and it can flare up after eating certain foods. But that is also a type of arthritis that we treat.
Go ahead. I was going to say, at what point do we need to see a podiatrist?
Well, actually, obviously, earlier the better. And whether it be your podiatrist or your primary care doctor, depending on what joint it is, if you start to get pain in a joint, you know, after an activity, maybe give it a week or so. If it's not better, then you need to go in and have somebody look at it to see if you do have damage to the joint, if you do have arthritis. The earlier that we treat arthritis, the more likely we are to stop or slow down its progression. So specifically in the feet, if I have patients that are coming in with pain in the big toe joint or pain in the arch, one of the things that I can do is maybe alter the activity that they're doing, maybe get them into a better, more supportive shoe, or possibly get them into an over-the-counter or a prescription orthotic that will help to take the strain off that joint. It may not completely stop the arthritis from forming, but it will definitely slow it down.
Are there obviously other ways to treat? We can get into this. Obviously, some physical therapy and appropriate exercise here.
Exactly. Physical therapy is great for arthritis, especially in the early stage. Believe it or not, especially with osteoarthritis, I know it's a wear and tear disease, but if the patient remains physically active, then actually the symptoms tend to go away or lessen. which I know intuitively doesn't make sense, but that really is the truth. If when you sit down and, you know, my joint hurts, my back hurts, my foot hurts, so I'm not using it anymore, it stiffens and then becomes more painful. So physical therapy can be very helpful. Also, there are some medications that you can go on. We don't want to put anybody on chronic painkillers, but just a regimen, even of regular Tylenol on a regular basis to help with pain so that you can stay active may be helpful. And then the last resort, of course, just like joints, just like hip joints, knee joints, you can also replace joints in the foot if any of the conservative treatments aren't helpful.
Yes, conservative as much as possible, but function certainly important as well. And again, the role of your MMPA, your Michigan Podiatric Medical Association, has information to help understand the symptoms and treatments?
We do. And actually, if you go to our website, mpma.org, there will be more information on the site for you. And also, you can look up a physician, a podiatrist in your area that will be able to help you. That's an MPMA podiatrist.
How are your feet holding up?
My feet are doing pretty well. I'm making sure I take good care of them.
Practice with you, Brach, and I'll keep running until I need to see you. So there we are. Dr. Sengstock, tell us how to find out more information, please, as we, treat May as National Arthritis Awareness Month, especially when it comes to your feet. Your final statement?
Just contact mpma.org. If you have, it also has our phone number on there if you'd like to speak to someone, and you can look up the MPMA podiatrist in your area.
Great. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.